Good morning and welcome along to a very special programme here on Nottingham Hospitals Radio. Today we're looking back on a day filled with bravery, laughter and a fair bit of nerves. It's the Nottingham Hospitals Charity Ab Sale, where over 90 fundraisers took on the challenge of descending the Queen's Medical Centre South Block Wall, all to raise vital funds supporting patients, staff and families across Nottingham University Hospitals. We'll be hearing from the organisers about how the event came together. We'll chat with some of the daredevil abseilers themselves and, of course, share the stories behind why they took part. And to top it all off, the soundtrack for this show is hand-picked by the abseilers. Their chosen tracks will be sprinkled throughout, giving us the perfect mix of adrenaline, heart and celebration. So, harness up, take a deep breath and get ready to relive the highs and the drops of the Nottingham Hospitals Charity Ab Sale. Now, to get us started, we're heading right to the very top, quite literally. Richard Smith, our man on the roof, was there on Ab Sale Day, capturing the excitement, the nerves and the atmosphere before anyone had even set foot over the edge. He caught up with Laura, Head of Marketing and Communications at Nottingham Hospitals Charity, to find out just what this event means for the charity and the people it supports. Let's take a listen.
You should note that due to licensing and rights restrictions, the music requests have been removed from this podcast.
Hello, Steve. Yeah, welcome to the roof of the Queen's Medical Centre. Lovely view. Actually, nice and clear day today. We can see for miles and miles and miles. We're on the roof, getting drenched through the ropes, being pulled through a bucket of water. Now, we're here with the Nottingham Hospitals Charity. Who have I got with me at the moment?
So you've got Laura from Nottingham Hospital Charity.
And Laura, how good is this event for you?
So this event is massive for us. It is one of our biggest events of the year. So we do five hero events, but the Ab Sale is definitely the highlight for us.
So how long has it taken to organise it all?
It's a massive operation. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. So I would say as soon as this event is done today, we will be organising next year. So it takes the best part of a year to bring this all together.
And how many people have we got dropping down the side of the South Block today?
We've got roughly about 90 people today. However, we do, for the first time ever, we're offering some walk-up slots as well. So if anyone listening fancies having a go, we do have some spaces available for £45 each.
Right. And how long are you here till today?
So we're here till 4:30 today. That is when our last group of abseilers will be descending down the side of QMC.
Right. So if anybody is listening to us online at the moment and fancies having a bit of a do and coming and having a go abseiling, today's the day to do it, I'm thinking.
Absolutely. Yep. So we're here once a year. So I would say if you are fancying it today, definitely come down. Otherwise, we will be starting to sell places for 2020. After the weekend.
So all the people that's abseiling then, we're watching just a couple of three getting ready now with their harnesses on and everything. Are they raising money specifically for your charity or for various other charities as well within the hospital?
So everyone that abseils today is raising money for Nottingham Hospitals Charity. But what makes our charity different is that fundraisers can choose exactly where their money's going. So we have a lot of fundraisers, for example, that may have a personal connection to different wards and departments. So A&E, for example, Hayward House, cardiology, research. The options really are endless. If you've got a specific area of the hospital that means a lot to you, you can fundraise for them. But equally, if you just want to support our general fund, which means that is wherever the need is greatest, you can donate and fundraise for our general fund as well.
Fantastic.
Creating and rekindling memories, NHR.
Great to hear from Laura there, giving us the bigger picture of why this event means so much to Nottingham Hospitals Charity. Of course, before anyone straps on a harness or takes in that rooftop view, the first stop for our abseilers is the registration desk, the place where excitement really starts to build and those butterflies begin to flutter. Richard went down to meet Holly and Lisa, the friendly faces welcoming everyone on the day. Let's hear how they set the tone for the big adventure.
I've come inside at the moment. We've left a couple of people going off the edge, as it is, and I've come to the table that's registering people as they come in. Who have I got with me?
Holly Vinson
and
Lisa Housel.
And ladies, you've been here all morning so far. How many people have you welcomed in so far?
I'd say at least about 20.
Right, and are they all very nervous?
You'd be surprised, a really good mix of nervous energy, excited energy, but everybody really keen to come along, support a good cause, and do. People keep referring to it as the jump, and we have to keep correcting people saying it's definitely not a jump. No. We've got a whole team of dedicated professionals to ensure that nobody's jumping. Everybody's being securely lowered to the ground.
It's not jumping, it's falling with style. So you're expecting another, what, 60 or 70 today?
I think in total we've got about 70 jumpers, so probably another 50 jumpers. They are not jumpers. They are very, very safely harnessed up and they glide down. They do glide down, yes.
Very good. And you were saying that you've got somebody coming up from the charity very shortly.
We have four members of staff doing it today. There's usually always one that ends up on the end who are very keen to get on there. But, a group of... we've got two Amandas, Destiny and Michelle, our senior fundraiser. She's very passionate and she'll be doing that. The last slot of the day.
All right, OK. And big question then, have you done it yourselves?
Not yet.
Is that in the plan? That sounds a bit leading, that.
Potentially. I will be in with the group. Every single person that we've had come back up so far have all signed back up for next year. So I will be passionately, not jumping, abseiling back down with them next year.
All right, but not today.
Potentially today. Also maybe not today.
What about yourself?
I haven't yet. I think that yet may stay with me. However, I think we're going to have a fifth member of staff and I think Holly will definitely be there on that last slot with Michelle.
Fair enough. All right, ladies, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks to Holly and Lisa there, keeping everyone calm and organised before the real adventure begins. Now, once you've signed in and had your nerves checked at the desk, the next crucial step is meeting the experts who make sure every single abseiler gets down the side of the hospital safely. Richard caught up with Paul from Dolomite Training, the team responsible for the ropes, the harnesses, and the steady words of encouragement that helped even the most nervous participants take that first step over the edge. Here's Richard with Paul.
But I've been joined by...
Paul.
Paul, and you're from Dolomite Training.
Dolomite Training.
Yeah, and you're the people that organise the actual abseiling.
Yeah, we run the event, yeah.
And how long have you been involved with it?
Probably for about 12 years now.
Right.
With Dolomite, yeah.
Yeah. And is this something you just do here, or is it up and down the country?
Up and down the country. Everything from kind of London, we've been up Edinburgh, or kind of Scotland area as well, and everything in between, really.
Right, and it's a big task, I would imagine, to put it all together, isn't it?
Well, the boss is probably the best person to talk to for that. But there's a lot of background work goes off, you know, the paperwork, risk assessments and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, absolutely. Then pulling it all together with the kit and equipment. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of equipment, I mean, we're in, there's a mountain of stuff alongside gloves and harnesses and all that sort of thing. So you've got... I would imagine various sizes of to suit various sizes of people.
We kind of had two sizes, so bigger, smaller.
Yeah, thanks. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. And there's a box full of gloves. How long does it take to get kitted out like this?
What, from someone turning up here?
Yeah.
Probably about 5 minutes. That's all. You know, once we've got them, the harness on, helmet, gloves. And the harness is nice and secure, and we're happy with that.
Yeah.
Then they'll go through the gate. They'll head over to the platform. They do get another check before they go on the platform. Then they get another check before they actually abseil off.
Right. And as I say, you've been doing it, what, 12 years, you were saying. And, how often do you go over the edge, sort of thing?
Every time we do a setup,
yeah,
someone has to test it. So, you know, and obviously it's safe at that point anyway, but we always test the line going down, you know, is it too far away from the wall? Can they touch the wall? So that sort of thing. And make sure it's just running nice and straight, really.
Yeah. And I would imagine that the people going off, if they've not done it before, they're a bit nervous, obviously,
yeah,
and they have to get a lot of instruction. But for you, I would imagine it's pretty much you get to the top and you whiz down, don't you?
Yeah. I think that just comes with practice and doing lots of abseil, I think, really.
Right, fair enough. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate that. Are you waiting for another bunch of victims to come?
We'll have another group coming up in a minute, yeah.
Now, let's head back up to the roof with Richard, where the excitement and maybe a few nerves are building as some of our brave abseilers get ready to take that unforgettable step over the edge.
Yeah, welcome back to the roof here at the Queen's Medical Centre. I'm, about 30-odd feet above you. There's some more victims here. Climbing up the ladders. The scaffolding is something to behold. I've just done a bit of a chat with Richard, the photographer, who's following the progress of people as they go over the edge. There's some that's more equipped than others. There's a lady there with a GoPro on a hat there, which is all good. The two guys from the Abseil Climbing and Caving Club are sorting everybody out. We'll get a chat to somebody from there later on. But the scaffolding here, obviously it's got to hold up everything else, but it's a sight to behold. There's more metalwork here than there is in my right leg, I have to say. So that's pretty good. I think people could be fairly safe and secure in the fact that they're not going to tumble off the edge. The ropes, though, Steve, I have to say, if I was to get on the end of one of them ropes, I think I'd be testing its full capability. To be fair, it's about half an inch thick, those ropes. There is two of them, though, and it's just a case of whether they'd support my weight. Looking over the edge into the car park where the people who abseil down to, there's one or two stalls down there. No doubt Rajiv is round and about talking to people down there at the moment. One or two stalls, plenty of people coming to support those that are going over the edge. And there's more people coming up as we speak. And as I said before, if anybody that's listening online wants to have a go, it'll cost you 45 quid, but I think it's 45 quid very well spent if you're into your abseiling, or even if you're not, just want to try something, maybe off a bucket list or whatever. This is probably the thing to do. You come here till 4 o'clock today. The last people going over the edge is at 4 o'clock this afternoon here at the Queen's Medical Centre. So if you are listening online and wondering what to do with your Saturday dinner time or afternoon, why not come and abseil? 45 quid, and that money goes towards a Nottingham Hospital's charity, which is a more than worthy cause, in my opinion. So, I'll get some more volunteers, abseilers, Steve, and we'll come back to you very shortly here from the roof.
Thank you. I mean, how are people looking when they're coming up? Are they looking nervous? Are there some better than others?
Most of them are quite excited to be here. It's when they actually get, they're all harnessed up by the time they get to the scaffolding.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all happy and sort of smiles. Then they get the ropes put onto the harness. I'm just going to commentate on a couple of them going over the edge as we speak. So there's some scaffold boards that are just where they put the feet to start with. It's trusting the process, trusting the harness will hold you up. Then they go down about, 4 or 5 feet, and then they're onto the side of the building, the brickwork at the side of the building. They're getting all the instructions that they need from the people at the top here, the Abseiling and Caving Club. Just watching the couple going down now, they're just coming down to the bottom of the scaffolding boards, and then they've got to trust the process to actually put the feet onto the side of the building, which means that the scaffolding boards are about 18 inches away from the side of the building. So they've got to, again, trust that process, sit back into the harness, and then lower away. And that's what we're watching at the moment is a gentleman and a lady. The lady seems to be doing better than the gentleman at the moment, more controlled. it's quite a sight to behold, Steve, I have to say.
Well, what a view from the top, and what a moment for those brave abseilers we've just heard about. But Richard wasn't quite done up there. Before leaving the roof, he bumped into a group who brought plenty of spirit, even if they weren't exactly dressed for dangling down the side of a hospital. Here he is with Alana, Nadia, Christina and Phoebe from Ward D 35.
Got the zoo's arrived, Steve. What's your name and why are you dressed like that?
Alana, I'm dressed as Percy Pig. We all work on a children's ward, so we thought we'd go child-friendly with our costumes.
Fantastic. And who's this?
I'm Nadia, and I'm dressed as a shark.
Right. And is this your first time doing abseiling?
Yes, it is.
Bit nervous?
Not really, but I'm really excited.
Excellent. Excellent. That's the one we'd like to hear. And who have we got here?
Christina.
And?
Dressed as Stitch.
Right. Okay. And is this something you normally wear on a daily basis?
No, just for today.
Just for today. And is this your first time doing this?
Yes, it is. And I'm a bit nervous.
All right. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Falling with style. Is that what they call it? Hello. Who are you?
I'm Phoebe and I'm dressed as a giraffe.
Right. And what ward are you from?
Was on D35. I recently moved, but that's what we're all raising money for today, is D35, a little surgical ward.
Terrific stuff. Well, enjoy your day and enjoy getting down there. I'm not experienced it yet, but apparently the things are a little bit tight around the legs and everything else. Anyway, I'll let you get on. Thank you so much for joining us and enjoy your day.
But it wasn't just about those up above. Down on the ground, there was just as much excitement, with friends, family and colleagues cheering on the abseilers as they made their descent. Rajiv was there in the thick of it, and he caught up with Sam, Lisa and Lois from the Trauma and Orthopaedic Theatre team to hear their take on the day.
Interrupt you for a sec. I'm from the hospital radio. We're going to do a live broadcast, and we'd love to have some of your stories. Do you want to tell us who you're raising funds for, and are you prepared to tell us a little bit about yourselves and how it was coming down? Have you all come down already?
Yeah, we've just
You're all it. In one piece.
Yeah.
That's great. Can I ask, what's your name?
My name's Sam Moulton.
Okay, Sam, and you working for the charity yourself?
No, we don't. No, we work for theatres.
All right.
Orthopaedic theatres. And we're just raising funds just for all the NUH charities, not one in particular, are we?
That's great. Have you ever done one of these before?
No, never. No.
All right. How was it?
It was all right. It was fun. It was just very nerve-wracking at the top. The build-up at the top was the worst bit. But coming down was really fun.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Was it quicker or longer than...
It was quicker. It's a lot quicker. Yeah, it was quicker. Yeah, I just stopped laughing the whole way down.
That's good. But so you're helping out with the charity generally?
Yeah. So not one in specific, are we? We're just doing it.
Tell us a bit more about your role then in the hospital then.
So... we are in trauma orthopaedic theatres.
Are you all connected then?
Yeah,
guys?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Big, so we're nurses, ODPs.
Implant coordinator, sort out all the equipment for the surgeon.
What's your name, sorry?
Lisa.
Lisa
Rogers,
okay.
Yeah.
And where are you based then?
We're based on seafloor in trauma theatres.
Okay, fantastic stuff. And how was it for you? Was this your first time as well?
First time. Very scary when you're at the top. Getting off that first bit of the platform and then everything else. It's enjoyable coming down, yeah. It's a laugh. It's fun.
Fantastic work. Anyway, well
Thank
done.
You.
You're all smiling. Look at you. There's no terror in the eyes or anything like that.
No, I'll do it again.
Oh, okay. I will definitely do it again next year.
Oh, we might have to play you a song as well. I don't know if we can get that, send a recording of your sound clip. Would you want to dedicate something?
What were we listening to on the way before we went down the cars? One
really far away.
Was it drive?
No, it was.
What's your name? Come on.
Oh, my name's Lois.
Lois.
I work with these guys. What
right.
were we listening to? What
You're
was playing before we went down?
Oh, is that nervous?
I was the yeah.
Drive is the one that everybody knows.
Life is a highway.
Oh,
that
God.
Was what I was playing when we came down.
All right. Okay. Let's see if we can get Steve to play that for you guys a bit later. Was that your first as well?
Yes, that was my first. All right. As well, yeah.
You look like you could do it again, all of you.
I think I
would definitely let you.
Yeah,
we'll
do it again next year.
It was good fun, actually.
It was really. It was not as scary as it. You thought it was
just
being.
That top platform bit, isn't it? Yeah.
Even then, the guys were so nice.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that, and well done on all the work you do. We'll have to come round to trauma and play some proper requests for you on a regular basis. On seafloor, we know where you live.
That was Life is a Highway, a brilliant choice from Sam, Lisa, and Lois, and a perfect reminder of the uplifting journeys everyone's been on through this challenge. Now, once the abseilers made it safely back to the ground, they were met with smiles, cheers, and one very important welcome from the Dolomite training team. Mary was there to speak with Antonio, the man greeting everyone as they touched back down to Earth.
Hello, your name is?
Antonio.
Yes, and you are here today at the bottom of the abseil and you help people. So what exactly is your role?
Well, at this stage, just untie them from the ropes.
Yes.
See if they have enjoyed and yes. if they have a good experience. And yeah, good to see their face, smiling faces when they come down.
Right. Yeah. So are you an independent organisation that's come in to organise it, or do you work for NHS?
So no, it's Dolomite Training.
Dolomite Training, I see. So you go around all over the place.
Yeah, all over the country, yeah.
Doing abseiling events.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's fine.
We do loads of stuff. Yes. stuff.
And do you ever get anything awful happening?
No. So far, in the few years I've done it, never had any accident or anything. So it's always good.
That's good. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Great to hear from Antonio there, the man making sure every abseiler lands safely and with a smile. Now, let's hear from someone who's just taken on the challenge herself. Mary caught up with Catherine, fresh from her abseil, to find out what it felt like to step over the edge and make that incredible journey down the side of the hospital.
So, tell us again your name.
My name's Catherine Fattel.
And do you work for NHS?
I don't work for the NHS. I'm a teacher, but my husband works for the university's hospital trust.
I see. And how was today's abseil? To me, it looked easy.
Well, I actually loved it. I thought I'd done it before, but actually when I got up there, it turns out I'd never done it before. And yeah, I was fine until I looked down. And then it seemed like a really, really long way down. But
you see, when you look up, it doesn't look that bad.
I think it's a bit easier looking up than down, Mary.
Yeah, you're right, actually, from here. Yeah, easy. Yeah, easy Saturday morning. But no, it was really high. Yes. And my legs were quite short, so I didn't quite meet the wall.
No.
So I couldn't really push off against the wall, so I was sort of hanging a bit. But I loved it. It's my 50th birthday coming up this year, so I wanted to do something.
Something special.
Yeah, so I asked my friends and family to donate to the hospital instead of buying me presents.
What a super thought. So did they give you instructions when you were up there, or did they just say go?
No, they were amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, they're just really funny, really lighthearted. They made it very easy for me and they just talked me through everything step by step. So no, it was great. And the fact that I didn't have to wait around was brilliant. Yeah. It was literally just right, ready to go. Off you go.
Okay.
You're still smiling.
I loved it. The adrenaline rush is incredible. It was really amazing experience. So.
I understand it's 150 feet. So you should be well proud of yourself.
Oh, thank you very much indeed.
So we like to ask people who we interview if they have a favourite song that we can play for you when we put together this podcast. So can you think of anything?
Probably my wedding song with my husband. We had 25th wedding anniversary this year as well, which would be Angels by Robbie Williams.
Angels by Robbie Williams. Thank you very much, Catherine.
Thank you.
Fantastic to hear Catherine's reaction there. Such a mix of relief, excitement and pride after making it safely down. And she wasn't the only one taking on the challenge that day. Next up, we'll hear from another brave duo, Natalie and Jessica, as they share their experience of the abseil and what inspired them to take part.
So, to me it looked like a piece of cake.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I mean, at the top, Natalie was scared and I was fine. And then we switched places and on the way down, I was the scared one.
I kind of thought that you'd just go zoom, zoom.
Yeah. So, I think I wanted to go quickly sometimes, but I think you've got to let your feet bounce. But the hardest bit is at the top when you've got to let your feet swing under to hit the wall. And I just wanted to keep my legs. I didn't want to let go of my feet.
Oh,
nice
dear.
To do it together, though.
Definitely.
Yes. We were virtually touching each other most of the way down, which is really nice.
We're sisters, so it was really nice to
fabulous.
Do together.
Yeah. So tell me your name.
I'm Natalie, and I actually work here as well. So I'm a physiotherapist.
Right.
So I got Jessica, my sister, involved to do it with
she
me.
She forced me to do this.
Yes, so you're Jessica.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, right. Well, that's brilliant. So when we come to play it out, we'd like to do a request for you. So can you think of a song that you'd like us to play?
I'm Girls Wanna Have Fun. Who's it by?
Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper.
Right, that's fine. We'll sort that out. Right. So,
brilliant.
Who are you raising the money for?
For Nottingham Charities.
Yes, I know. But any particular department?
To be honest, no. I think because I work here, it was just such a massive thing to be able to do it for the hospital in general.
Yes.
So wherever it can be useful.
So, well done, girls.
Thank you so much.
Brilliant stuff there from Natalie and Jessica, proving that sometimes it really is all about just wanting to have fun while doing something amazing for a great cause. But of course, the atmosphere on the ground wasn't only about the abseilers. There were plenty of stalls adding colour, energy and support to the day. Mary popped over to chat with one of the stall holders. Here's Kat.
So, hello.
Hello.
You are here today to support the abseil down the one of the south block walls at QMC. So can you tell me, you know, why you're here today?
I'm here to support the people that are abseiling today and the charity.
Yes.
I know this is the first time that they've done the vendors and I was invited to come down. So, yeah,
yes.
Thought it'd be a nice day out and to support the charity as well.
Yes. So you have a little stall going on here and you're selling smelly things from the look of it.
Yeah, I am.
Yes. Okay. That looks really nice.
Thank you.
So you're here for the whole day, are you?
I am. Yeah, me and my daughter.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
She's my CEO. Good.
So can you tell me your name?
Kat.
Yes. Okay. So when we put this together, we like to put a piece of music that, you know, people request. So can you think of a song that you would like us to play?
Oh gosh, that's put me on the spot. Can you think of a song?
Yes, yes, you can. An artist that you like.
Let's say We Are the Champions Queen.
We are the... Did you get that, Steve? We Are the Champions Queen. Thank you very much for that.
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
So far, we've heard from the organisers, the brave abseilers themselves, and even some of the stallholders who helped make the day such a vibrant event. But it wasn't just those directly involved who came along to show their support. The chairperson of Nottingham County Council, Jan Gould, also joined us on the day, and she shared why she felt this abseil was such a fantastic thing for the community and the charity.
Hello, and you are? I'm Jan Gould. I'm chairman of Nottinghamshire County Council, and I'm very, very pleased to be here this morning at the fundraiser for the charity.
Yes.
I'm particularly interested in the NHS because recently I was taken ill and treated here, and it was simply marvellous the way I... It was wonderful from start to finish. The clinicians were great, the nurse, every single person. And I think the NHS is the pinnacle of our country. It's wonderful. We must take great care of it and treasure every moment.
I agree. And, you know, the NHS does get bad press. So anything anybody can say just to support it, for goodness sake, it's been going since 1948. It's got to keep on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And long may it continue, because it's the greatest asset this country has. And other countries admire us for this, and so be it. It's well worth it. They're wonderful.
And it's a difficult organisation to run, isn't it? I mean, there are so many different departments, and nowadays there is a lot of issues around health and safety, which must make it doubly difficult.
It is a difficult... We are going through difficult times in the NHS, and I think that sometimes it's taken very much for granted, which is a great shame. We are served by dedicated clinicians. We're looked after from birth to...
From cradle to grave.
That's exactly right, from cradle to grave. And there's nothing like it anywhere else in the world. I'm all for the NHS. It's a marvellous institution, and I thank everyone within it, because they are so so kind and caring. They have to sometimes suffer abuse, which is undeserved. And I hope everybody really listens to this and takes a greater interest in this service, because without it, we'd be nothing.
Wonderful to hear those thoughts from Jan Gould, highlighting just how much this event means, not only for the charity, but for the wider community too. And to bring our journey to a close, who better to hear from than the person helping to drive so much of this work forward? Michelle, the Senior Community Fundraising Manager for Nottingham Hospitals Charity, shares her reflections on the day and the difference events like this make.
I'm with Michelle. How's it going, Michelle?
It's great. It's people having so much fun and all helping to raise funds for their chosen area of the hospital.
Tell us what your role is.
So I'm the Senior Community Fundraising Manager here at the Nottingham Hospitals Charity. So I oversee the community events that we organise and those that other people organise as well for us.
Fabulous. And tell us something about the history of this event. Has this been going on for a while? Or
it has, yeah. It's one of our kind of key hero events, we like to call it. So it gets bigger and bigger each year. This year we've got some different stallholders to join us. We've got lots more supporters, and we also have opened up bookings for people to just come, that the supporters, if they want to join in, they can also take on the abseil today.
And I've had a chat with a few of the people who've come down, and there are people who actually work within the hospital and also people who are not connected at all. So a real sort of mix of participants here.
100%, yeah. We always have a really good staff following. We have lots of corporates that join us, so we've got some corporate groups coming later on. And then we have just members of the community that just want to kind of give back and say thank you for the support that either themselves or other family members have received from the hospital.
Have you done the abseil yourself?
I did it last year and I'm doing it this afternoon as
Oh,
well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
okay.
So my time to give back. So
tell us a bit about the preparation. I mean, do you need a bit of training or coaching to do an abseil?
Yeah, so when you get to the top, the fantastic team from Dolomite will get everybody kitted up. So they make sure that all of the harness and everything is on correctly. And they kind of tell you what to expect. Doesn't prepare you for when you get to the edge. Nothing, I don't think, will ever prepare you for when you get to the edge. I've done it before and I still am not prepared. So, yeah, they then kind of talk you through the whole process. They're really supportive. I would urge anybody to have a go.
Fantastic. And yeah, from down here, it looks a little bit easier than it does when you're looking downwards, I suppose. But terrific event. And let's hope that you raise loads of money for NUH Charity. Just a little bit more about the kind of things that the charity support, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. So we fund lots of things from IMRI scanners through to dementia-friendly tea parties. We do animal encounters across the Children's Hospital where there's a lady brings in her snakes, spider, geckos, all sorts of different animals.
Let's get my teenager in for that. He'd like
absolutely
that.
I wasn't so keen to sat holding the snake when it was barred from a ward. And then we kind of fund lots of hospital specific projects as well as the enhancements across all of the different wards. So it's ward specific. They can put in a grant for whatever it is that they feel that their ward needs the most, be it maybe reclining chair beds or a family room for having difficult conversations away from the bedside.
Amazing work that you all do.
And that just about brings us to the end of our special look back at the Nottingham Hospitals Charity Abseil. We've been up on the roof with Richard as the brave abseilers prepared to step over the edge. We've met the welcoming faces on the registration desk and heard from the Dolomite training team who kept everyone safe all the way down. We've shared the nerves, the laughter, and the triumphs of the abseilers themselves, from staff on Ward D35 to Natalie and Jessica just wanting to have fun. And we've heard the cheers from colleagues, families, and friends waiting below. Along the way, we also dropped in on the stalls, heard why local leaders like Jan Gould were so inspired by the event, and wrapped up with Michelle, the Senior Community Fundraising Manager, who reminded us what all of this is really about, raising vital funds to support patients, staff, and families across Nottingham's hospitals. To everyone who took part, volunteered, donated, or simply came along to cheer, a huge thank you from all of us.